Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
AUDACY.
Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keefe.
All right, let's get it. We're a day late, but this way, Jones, we get to look at every single one of the wild card games. Spoiler alert, most of them bad games. Most of them were bad games.
I would say all of them except for the Sunday evening game. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a series of bad games. Let's rip through them with some of the highlights here. We have the Chargers-Texans game.
What happened?
Not a great game for Justin Herbert.
Herbert, pump, throw, intercepted. Eric Murray, pick six. Touchdown, Texans.
Texans 32, Chargers 12. Is the story a good win for the Texans or a bad loss for the Chargers?
Oh, it's more about a bad loss for the Chargers.
Yeah.
One thing I'll point out, a lot of people have referenced the Herbert interceptions, and I wouldn't say Herbert played
several of them.
I wouldn't say he played well in the game at all.
No.
But how many went off the hands of his receivers? For
yeah.
pick sixes
he
the other way.
He has one good receiver.
I think both pick sixes went right off his receiver's hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, I'm not telling you Herbert's great. He needs to win games. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. Both have been poor. He didn't play great in that game.
No.
But I would just add a little context to two of the pick sixes went right off his guy's hands. And that said, as a bitter person who bet on the Chargers in that game.
Yet you've been a Texans guy all year. I've thought the Texans have sucked all year, and here they are in the divisional round.
It's true. Yeah. It's a good point, but I didn't pick them going into that game. I did not foresee this one coming. I don't think they have any chance against the Chiefs.
None chance.
But, yeah, no, this is a story about the Chargers and Harbaugh getting pantsed. And to a degree, I think there was a theme, and maybe my antenna's just up because we talked about it late last week, defensive coaches versus offensive coaches. Harbaugh, offensive guy. D'Amico Ryans, defensive guy.
Defense wins.
Score one for the defensive guys.
Ladd McConkey, you may have heard his name by now, who the Patriots could have selected with the 34th pick in the draft. They opted to trade that selection. He had 9 catches for 197 yards and a touchdown in a playoff game.
Oh, in a play. It was a loss, though, Keith.
Okay.
You think Elliott Wolf's really thumping his chest
that
it was
like,
a loss?
Yeah. Good thing that lost. Take that, McConkey.
Probably.
So the Texans move on, as you said, Jones, to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Also on Saturday, we had a division game, Ravens and Steelers.
What happened?
They get their two big stars back. Meanwhile, there goes Henry. There goes Henry all the way for the touchdown.
Derrick Henry had 26 carries for 186 yards and 2 touchdowns. Oof. As the Ravens double up the Steelers 28-14. A couple of things about this game. One, everyone's like, oh, the Steelers are a mess. Like Mike Tomlin, yeah, it was a bad game for Mike Tomlin. Like Mike Tomlin got that bunch of losers to the playoffs. It's kind of actually impressive.
So, I mean, they've lost 5 in a row, right? They lost their last 4 regular season games
but
in this.
They were, there's that, but like, I don't know. I think I didn't give Mike Tomlin enough credit for a long time. I understand he's not, you know, piling up Super Bowls, but he was balancing Justin Fields and Russell Wilson all season. He's got that maniac George Pickens he's got to deal with. They won 10 games, went to the playoffs. They were 9.5-point underdogs, and they lost. And now people are like this outrage. They lost to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
This is my feeling on this. Now, look, I didn't pick them to win. I thought they'd cover the 9.5. So if you thought Tomlin was safe going into the game, I don't get coming out of it going, they got to get rid of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, you should have wanted to get rid of him either way.
Correct. If you were saying,
and maybe you do. I'm not saying he's like the perfect coach. No. I'm saying he's done a good job.
And, you know, you have to wonder if this is a little Terry Francona or Claude Julien or something like that, where you've been there for a while and you are a good coach, but you need a change of scenery. I'd allow for that. I just wouldn't feel any different Saturday afternoon versus right. Sunday afternoon about right. Mike Tomlin. They were favored to lose that game or projected to lose that game by double digits.
Meanwhile,
so what'd you expect?
Lamar Jackson didn't have to do much, but no. He's obviously had his playoff issues in the past, but he had a clean game, a couple of touchdown passes. It was really a Derrick Henry performance. A guy, of course, referenced by Mike Vrabel earlier this morning on the Greg Hill Show, as yep. He coached him for a few years, said he was their best player, which is why they ran a lot. So the Ravens move on to the divisional round. On Sunday...
Are you going to get to all these divisional round matchups at the end, or do you want guys bring something up about that matchup now?
Sure. Well, Jones, we don't even know who they're playing yet, because we haven't gotten to that game.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Go ahead. Maybe I'll bring it up after that game. Let's do it there.
The Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos.
It's them.
Yeah, it's definitely the Bills.
It's them, yeah.
Big play here. Trying to go up top for it.
He wants to run for it, Jim. He wants to just go get it with his legs. He's trying to find
it. It wasn't there, so now he's got to throw it deep to the end zone. And was that caught? Yes! Ty Johnson scrapes it off the ground, above the ground for the touchdown.
Tony Romo all over it. He's going to run. He's going to try to run. He's like, no, he's not.
He's running here.
He's going to throw
it. You know he's going to do it.
Touchdown.
Every third down, he's like, Josh Allen's going to run here.
Yeah, he didn't. Bills blow out the Broncos 31-7 as Josh Allen throws a couple of touchdowns. James Cook had a great game, 120 yards rushing and a score. They made that good Broncos defense not look so good.
No. That play was incredible.
Easy win. Oh, yeah. I didn't think he was in bounds at first.
No, I'm still not sure.
Not Josh Allen, but Ty Johnson.
Watching him real speed, I thought the ball hit the ground. It clearly didn't.
No.
I then saw the replay and thought he might have been out of bounds. I think he was in. You think he was out of bounds?
It was really, like, the ball was scraping on the ground as his ankle hit.
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird, but
incredible play, though.
But, yeah, so you get Bills and Ravens.
There's
the next
round. I wanted to reference.
That's it. Yeah. But the two top MVP candidates going head-to-head.
Ravens are favored. How do you feel about that?
I would probably take the Bills.
Me too.
It's in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like it's their year. But, I mean, the Ravens, maybe you got to feel good. Like, get Lamar a win. Derrick Henry had a good game against them. They blew doors in the regular season.
I'm with you on this. The idea that, you know, Lamar, part of the reason I picked Pittsburgh in that game is because Lamar struggled in the playoffs, so I thought Pittsburgh could at least keep it close. You know, Lamar getting a win under his belt is not insignificant. I'd still pick Buffalo. I'd probably pick Buffalo if they were favored by a point or two. Never mind getting them plus money or at least even money on the money line.
How about my guy Bo Nix leading a touchdown drive to start the game? They're up 7-0.
That throw.
Then they gave up 31 unanswered points and they lost. I actually thought Sean Payton was pretty bad. I think maybe I'm biased because I think Bo Nix is good. They kind of relied on their running game too much. They should have let Bo Nix kind of like slide around a little bit and throw those short passes. Also, cool stat. First time in playoff history, a rookie quarterback threw a touchdown to a rookie, or to a rookie, and it happened to be Troy Franklin, who he played with in college.
Wow.
Rookie to rookie, I guess it never happened in the playoffs.
Hadn't seen that.
That's bizarre.
How about that?
Well, that's all they had. That's all they did.
That's the only thing they did.
But they are done. The next game on Sunday was Eagles and Packers.
Hey, what happened?
Throwing here, quick throw to the inside. Good adjustment and a catch by Goddard.
Pretty crazy play to Dallas Goedert. Like, he caught the ball, stiff-armed a guy
that
ran away.
Awesome.
You're like, oh my God, like Dallas Goedert can do that? It was kind of a nothing game, though. Jordan Love threw a bunch of picks, low scoring, really dominated by the Eagles. You never felt for a second the Eagles were going to lose the game.
I think in some ways it was the most boring game.
It was boring.
Of the weekend. Yeah. The newsiest thing, and we talked about it earlier today, was A.J. Brown reading on the sidelines.
Reading a book on the sideline. The other newsy thing was a Philadelphia Eagles fan in the crowd berating a Packers female fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He called her a lot of really bad words.
Yes, he did.
He has now been banned from all NFL stadiums.
Oh, good.
And I think the morning show said they sent like a gift basket to the Packer fan.
Yeah, they sent her a bunch of Packers gear.
How about that? A Philadelphia.
She's like, great, I got berated for 3 hours by some drunk idiot calling me ugly and all this other stuff. Just trying to watch the game.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Philly fans to
me. Would you trade 3 hours of berating for a gift basket?
From the gift basket.
I mean, we get berated for 4 hours if you read the text line.
Good point.
I guess maybe I would.
I'll take a gift basket out of it, yeah. I get berated
it's
enough.
It's like an old starter's jacket and a wheel of cheese.
You're like, I'll take that.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty great, actually.
Yeah, nice charcuterie board.
Sure. The price of cheese now has gone up.
Way up.
Like everything else.
It's not eggs, but
so the Eagles are on to the divisional round. What about the Washington Commanders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
What happened?
The one good game of the whole thing came down to the very end.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight. The Washington Commanders off the upright. And it is in. They doink their way to the divisional round. Unbelievable.
I've done that few Saturday nights.
Is that the second time Tirico has a doink for the division call?
Tirico loves saying doink. He
you ever doinked your way to the divisional round? We got two kids at home.
I like the Doink podcast is what I
The hashtag Doink. Yeah. New one out right now, by the way. Nice. But Commanders kind of breaking that streak. Rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs have been terrible. Bo Nix added to that list earlier in the day with another loss. Mac Jones is on that list. C.J. Stroud from a year ago. Like a bunch of quarterbacks have lost. But Jaden Daniels got the win. I was disappointing. I was rooting for my guy, Baker Mayfield. And I was also rooting for overtime because you get down there and you're like, maybe he'll miss this kick. We've had all these bad games. I can watch a little bit more good football.
Give
me
a
little bit more.
I agreed.
But the Commanders move on. Commanders started hot, had that lull in the middle of the season where you and I both were like, they might fall out of it. Then they picked it right back up, and now they're moving on to the divisional round.
So, look, I said all along I prefer Drake May to Jaden Daniels. I get taking Jaden Daniels over Drake May. It's pretty hard to defend that stance.
Still playing.
Based on the way Jaden Daniels looked in that game and has looked down the stretch and really all year.
Yeah.
I was very wrong about Tampa. That was one team I said you don't want to play down the stretch. I'm right about this next team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were. Monday Night Football, which neither of us like in the wild card weekend. No. It should be on the weekend. But Monday Night Football last night, it was Rams and Vikings.
What happened?
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races. And gone for the touchdown.
To paraphrase an old bit of ours, I would say, Sam Darnold, you're done, son. You're done, son. I think that's going to do it for
anywhere,
Sam Darnold.
Anywhere in the league?
Back into a pumpkin. Here's how I would play it if I was Minnesota. Because, I mean, you drafted J.J. McCarthy really high. You obviously like him more than you and I do. But you have him. Maybe you say to Sam Darnold, hey, why don't you see what else is out there? I don't think a smart team would bring him in. You're like, all right, he had that kind of season, but then he eventually turned back into Sam Darnold. And Kevin O'Connell deserves a lot of credit for being able to get. I don't know if every team has a Kevin O'Connell to get that out of Sam Darnold, or wouldn't you want to just try a different project? I don't think he is now like coach, coordinator, team proof where he goes somewhere. Like he has Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Kevin O'Connell. Great season. Ended horribly.
Who's 1-2 in the draft? It's Cleveland and the Giants?
No.
Cleveland and Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Tennessee.
And throw the Giants in the mix. Like, some of those teams, maybe you bring in Darnold to supplement Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or whatever. Like, I could see something like that.
But if he played better for... Yeah, right. But if he played better for two games, couldn't you make the argument maybe they take offers on McCarthy?
Yeah.
Now you're like, no.
No, I'd turn it over. I was saying as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, I think I'd bring Darnold back and I'd run the J.J. McCarthy thing back and I'd do that.
Yeah.
And I don't like McCarthy as a prospect either. Now, these last two games, Sam Darnold, the Lions and the Rams last night, look out. I still would not want to play this Rams team. Like Rams-Eagles next week?
Oh, yeah.
They could beat the Eagles.
I think they're six-point underdogs. I think the Rams have a real shot in that game.
Yeah, so the games, it is just a weekend. There's no Wednesday night football or Friday afternoon football.
It's
on Saturday, two on Sunday. The first two on Saturday, Texans-Chiefs. Chiefs laying 7.5.
Yeah, I'd take them to cover.
Probably should cover that. Lions-Commanders. Lions laying 9.5.
That's a lot for a playoff game, and it's dangerous to rule out Jaden Daniels. I think I'd lay the points there, too.
I know. I'd probably go favorite. Those are the two bye teams.
That place is going to be
over-under on that one.
55.5.
Oh, yeah. Wow. 55.5.
Yeah.
That place is going to be nuts, by the way.
It's going to be awesome.
I think I would lay the 10 in that game.
That's a Fox game. On Sunday, Rams and Eagles. Eagles are laying 6.
I want the Rams and the points, and I would think about taking them straight up.
Yeah. All right. And then Ravens-Bills, which on paper, the game of the week, far and away the closest spread. Baltimore -1 as of right now, and over under 51.5. Two best players from this season anyway, Lamar and Josh Allen. Yep. So
I want Bill's money line there. I was going to ask you the over-under. It's 51.5.
51.5.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the two best matchups are Sunday, right? I feel like the number one seeds should roll on Saturday. At least they should. And then maybe you were in store for two good games on Sunday. There you go. What happened?
Spin around the NFL. What happened? A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday coming your way at high noon. Let's get to the Cowboys head coaching vacancy. Bill Belichick? Deion Sanders? Who's getting that job? We'll get to it next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Bill Belichick yesterday on McAfee. I love Mike.
Love Mike.
I love what he stands for.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do a great job. Yeah.
He didn't stab me in the back like the last guy. So I like him. I like Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I am far from the first to point it out. You're alluding to it as well. That's very different than how he's talking about.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Gerard Mayo and the Patriots.
Both former players. You know, Gerard, you would think, would actually be talked about high, not knowing how it all played out, but the fact that he was on his coaching staff. Like, Mike Vrabel never coached for him, although I think Bill respects that. I think he sees, you know, the kind of the sort of football coaching journey that he went on, going to college for a few years, couple NFL teams, working his way up, coordinator to head coach, just like Bill did. Like, yeah. Bill, think of all the jobs Bill had before he became a head coach. I think he looks at Vrabel that way.
Maybe. If Bill really respected it, wouldn't he have his kids do it?
Well, is Steve kind of doing that for a year?
I mean, for a year, he went and coached with Bill's buddy.
Yeah.
For a year.
No, maybe.
But I think Vrabel referenced it. He said, yeah, there were some talks at one point about me maybe, you know, joining up with Bill. It doesn't sound like they got very far.
No.
And he's like, I wanted to forge my own path.
And their head-to-head matchups, Bill, even though at the time, he was steaming at him. And remember, he's like MFing him on the sideline and everything. But I think afterwards, I'd be like, this guy knows what he's doing.
No, I would.
Like, he respects him.
I would definitely agree with that. And look, I mean, Belichick is very complimentary of him, which he wasn't about Gerard Mayo. Maybe that means something to you. Maybe it doesn't. But I do think it's factual.
Yeah.
If you were following it for the last year plus. So it's Jones and Keefe. We'll get to Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon. All the latest on Mike Vrabel. What's he hearing on the front office? How much power will Elliott Wolf have? Is it just going to be the Vrabel show with Ryan Cowden? Who's going to be the offensive coordinator, McDaniels or somebody else from Vrabel's past? Plus, whatever he's hearing on Bill Belichick and UNC. Belichick by Jordan Schultz was linked to the Dallas Cowboys vacancy with Mike McCarthy now officially out. In Dallas, the latest reporting is that Deion has commented on it. There have been conversations between Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders. I said at the end of yesterday's show, I think that makes a lot of sense now that McCarthy's out.
Mm-hmm.
I like Deion as a coaching candidate. I advocated for him here last year when they brought in Gerard Mayo. I'm like, who would I hire to replace Bill Belichick? Deion was my answer a year ago. So I like Deion.
After watching it play out this year.
I think it makes a lot of sense in Dallas.
Like another year of Deion in Colorado. Would you go Deion over Vrabel? I like Deion too, but I'd take Vrabel.
Yeah.
It
didn't finish well for Deion.
Is Deion really a coach?
I don't know.
Is he, you mean like scheme wise? I don't know.
Yeah,
Vrabel,
I don't know what outside of recruiting, what does he do?
But that's what everybody loves about Vrabel. Vrabel's not really a scheme guy either. It's kind of like, I'm going to lead the group.
It might come down to his coordinators too.
No, his whole thing was, we're up 40 against Colorado State. Should Ergo throw the ball more so you can get drafted higher? That was Deion.
I think the dynamic of him not coaching his kid and his kid not being coached by him is going to be fascinating for both guys next year.
It would be. Are we sure he's not going to be coaching his kid?
No, we're not sure. I mean, he's not coaching him here. It's like, if he came here, he wouldn't have Shadur.
I'm saying if he went to Dallas, are we sure he won't be coaching Shadur?
No, I wouldn't say that. They got the 12th pick in the draft, so could they move up and get both Sanders? Yeah, they could. I don't know what Dak Prescott gets you anymore, but a team would take him.
Yeah.
He's got to get healthy. But
you're going to have to pay a lot of that money, Jones, which Jerry Jones may
not want
to
do. But then you're paying a rookie contract quarterback. Yep. Like, yeah, you could. Could the Raiders get both guys? Like, they probably could.
Yeah, that's an
Raiders have the 6th pick.
Easier leap.
No real connection with any other NFL team, though, just Dallas with Dion, which would be amazing. Like, I'd love to see how it plays out. I don't know if it'd be great. I kind of view him more as like a John Calipari, like to Nick's point, like going to get you some guys, going to tell you what it takes to be in the league, like all this kind of like a nice pipeline. But then when it comes down to coaching, like I think we've seen Calipari get overmatched time and time again. Dion, a little bit apples to oranges, basketball to football, but with Dion, like they were good this year. You know, they were horrible the first year, right? They won a couple of games early, so everybody thought they were going to be good. And then you're like, oh, no. The team kind of sucks outside of his kid and Travis Hunter. And then this year, they were definitely better. But, yeah, I don't know what kind of coaching staff you would have and everything else.
So I referenced late in the show yesterday that Mike Florio had highlighted that Bill Belichick hasn't really hired anybody at UNC. He hired his kid, and he hired Lombardi's kid.
He's got a GM.
He hired some dude from the CFL.
Keeping a couple guys.
But no Patricia, no McDaniels, no Joe Judge, which maybe Florio insinuated. Maybe
Bill's
all those guys.
It's like, I'm not bringing these guys
Maybe all those guys are waiting to see if Bill pivots to the NFL leaves UNC.
He's trying to make sure he locks up a few wide receivers and quarterbacks before he brings in Bebop and Rocksteady to run his offense.
He's like, he tries to get the 3 and 4 star wide receiver recruits before he's like, oh, by the way, Matt Patricia's your offensive coordinator.
You're like, wait a minute, what? Maybe. Can I leave? Like, nope, too late. You're locked in. You're here.
You got to be here. Yep. Can't go into the portal yet. So Lombardi quote tweeted that story yesterday, and maybe he's got a little Marchand in him, protesting a little too much.
Oh, boy.
We are not slow, just being diligent. We hired 3 people on Sunday. Not one is nervous other than this erroneous report. So are they nervous or are they not, Mike?
Hard to tell. Pound sand.
A completely fabricated story.
Yeah.
Thank you. At least he was polite about it.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Well, at least he edited it with a thank you.
Do you think Bill has any chance?
Didn't say thank you.
No, definitely not. No.
Anger rant.
Do you think Bill has any shot in Dallas?
No. I think it would have been either done before. I also feel like there would have been some sort of conversation. I don't know if it was Bill and Jerry, but like some sort of conversation as the season was playing out. Like, hey, if you do move on, any interest? Like that kind of, I think there. He doesn't go to North Carolina without checking everything.
Bill was out of football. Bill was not under contract.
Right.
Bill was available, and so no, I don't think he's going there.
I think he's staying at Carolina.
And I never thought he was, but some others do. Dion to me makes a lot of sense, and it should be, although I know Troy Aikman disagrees, it should be a pretty attractive job.
Yeah, Troy Aikman kind of laying the lumber on Dallas.
Aikman, I wonder if that was a pro McCarthy thing. I'm not really sure where Aikman was coming from. Maybe he's telling it like it is. Jerry doesn't spend, and so it's really not that attractive of a job. I mean, maybe Aikman's just truth-telling there. Yeah. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on that, the NFL coaching carousel. Where does Bill fit into it? Does he fit into it? All that and more, Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday. What's he hearing about Elliott Wolf? What's he hearing about Josh McDaniels or whoever the OC will be for Mike Vrabel? And what do you think of Mike Vrabel and the showing he put on yesterday? We'll do all that next.